So we're discussing the topic of rights of way. And we have, which is what we started discussing last week, where there's an area amongst a community which the area is in control of, and it's designated for something sibiri. But nothing gets built, nothing gets designated for many years after the sibur already there. Of course, the kehila, the clown, the sibur see an empty area and they use it as a halfway, a shortcut to designated areas, shopping centres, easy way to get there. Sadly, after many years, the area in permission designated to a shul, Beit Knesset, and plans are now to build. And the Beit Knesset gets called to Beis Din by members of the public with a claim that you can build your shul, but in a fashion that doesn't affect our access through that property to our shortcut that we've had for many years. And that is based on the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch again to refresh our ideas what this halacha is. Somebody had the pathway which the public was using going through the field. Not love and not in lehem in asad. If he decided to take it away from them, he wants to use that area, take it away from himself. He takes it away from them and he says, okay, they can still have a pathway, just doesn't interfere with me on the site. The halacha is, Masha Nosan Nosan, Vizokhovo, wherever he gave over to them on the site is given. They can't take it back. And that he's taken away because he wants to use, also he can't take. He's now got given two paths. Now there's two ways through that field that belong to the public and which he can't use and can't interfere. Why? Because Meitzer Shehizkabo Rabim, it's a area which the public can use, and once the area has been used by public, even as we learned last week, even if it was given with a certain cheshbon in mind, I'm going to give it to you because I want to make money eventually, and it doesn't work out, well, doesn't matter, it doesn't work out, your tochnit didn't work out, but since you gave it over, it belongs to them, you can't interfere with that pathway. And even if it was a mistake, I only gave it our condition, but you gave it the Maisa, and the condition wasn't, so to speak, fulfilled. Also, like in this case, I only gave you on the sides because I was going to take the middle. It also doesn't affect it. Once you give it, it belongs to the public. But there's one condition that it does need to acquire. Shushukha of customs, like Tosis. Mate Shushis, where Rabin Birushus says the Ramah, it has to be done Birushus, with the consent of the owner. That in there is also the kalkul. Once the owner gave consent to use his property to the public, then you've finished, then you can't reclaim it. But if you didn't give consent, they just used it without your consent, then Einochanami, you can reclaim your property.
Even without consent, don't you have a problem with a basra for 3 years and you have a consent?
Yeah, so that's what we discussed last week, and it says, this is a special thing by Rabin. Doesn't matter if you don't have any, it's not kinyonim. It's not like they own it. Oh, it belongs to you. It belongs to you, but the use now has to, their use, which they're having as a pathway, can't be interfered. Okay, we'll define why that's true eventually. Why that's true, why doesn't it have the regular halachos of kinyonim? So, the question now in front of us, okay. There's one condition they do have to do, the public do have to fulfill in order to retain it and not give it back to the owners, is it has to be that they took it with permission of the owners. The question in our case over here in front of us, the public used that area, was it be reshus? Was it with permission of the owners or not? What's the definition of permission over here? Was it with permission of the owners or not? Now, who are the owners of this property which the Beis HaKnesset are now building on it? Who owns that area? The Sibyl. Sibyl? Yeah, okay. So the question is, the fact that the public were using it, is that permission by given to them by the owners or not? The owners being the Sibyl. Did the Sibyl give them permission in the first place to use it? And also that you should have this halacha.
I think we said that Uriah, being represented as the Sibyl, did by virtue of not stopping.
So the question is, who is in control of representing the Sibyl of these areas, which are designated for public buildings? Who's in control? Here we are. And they are not the owners, they are representatives of the public. So the question is that the real owners are the public. You got the representative called the area. Is the area giving permission enough of calls that the pub, the owners gave permission? Does it come under the reshus of the owners over here?
The area are empowered by the owners to make decisions.
Yes.
That should be one of the decisions they can make.
Yes. Right.
Have we seen the area knew that this was a
problem? Yes. We'll get to more of the facts of the story a bit later on, but yes, take that on as a fact at the moment. The question in front of us, the actual public didn't give permission, but the representatives of the public, the area, did. Is that called reshus that now has this halacha? You can't interfere with the public's use. Okay, that's the question in front of us. So let's introduce it with a common shaila, which is asked quite a few years ago when the old mayor was in office. Vaknin, if you remember him. Now, the question was like this. People saw the Ayalon Park, and in the Ayalon Park there's quite a few nice trees which are planted over there. And some of them are fruit-bearing trees. One of the fruit-bearing trees that they have in the Ayalon Park is the rimon, the pomegranate. Okay? Now, pomegranate gets popular, very popular, at a certain time of year. Around Rosh Hashanah time. Which is good, because rimonim are in season around Rosh Hashanah time. Right? So, for a few years, people were taking from the trees of the Ayalon Park the rimonim. And then the shaila arose, are they allowed to take the rimon? Is it theirs to take? Or is it gezel? Okay, absolutely. So he asked, look, let's ask the mayor, can we take? So they phoned up and they spoke to Mayor Bachman. And he said, yeah, go ahead, you can go ahead and take, I don't mind. So let's analyze whether that was, firstly, was it gezel in the first place? We're going to see, we'll eventually analyze that, okay? And whether the permission of the mayor helps. He represents the Sibyl. Who does these trees belong to? The Sibyl. Who represents the Sibyl? The mayor. So that's our shayla. Says the Gemara in Bolivas, the Daf Kalskim or Amadalas. Loka Chotza. Somebody buys a courtyard. Oba Zizim Vagutzras. And he sees in the courtyard that these poles and sticks sticking out from the walls. And they seem to be sitting up out into the public airspace. Okay. So even although they're in the public pathway, he can keep them there. The Emor, because we'll say to him, that why can you keep it? Hey, you're using public airspace, interfering on public pathways. How can you use and keep these items over there? Well, we'll say what happens. We'll say the original owner really owns that area. And what he did was he pulled back his wall, gave him space in his own property to stick out the poles, and therefore That's why they're there, and therefore they're not in public airspace, they're in his own airspace. That's what we'll suggest. That's one suggestion why he can keep it. Inami, another reason why he could keep it, even if they're in public airspace, he can keep it. Because he's in the Rosh Hashanah area, and the Rosh Hashanah people saw it, and they gave him a present to use the area. And therefore, it was public space, and he put it there, the original owner, and the public who owned that space saw it and gave him as a present the use. That will suggest it's the reason why he can keep it. So Tosis is Bofis. Yeah? Yeah? Before we get to what Tosis is bothered by this, but what do we see over here? Is it possible for Rishus HaRabim to give up their rights of that use or not?
Yeah.
So therefore, forget about asking the area. It seems to be over here, from the pastures of the Gemara itself, using public space in front of the public for a certain amount to use it. They themselves gave rishus. Forget about the area. The public gave rishus, because that's what the Gemara says. Achuli achle rishus. The rishus rabbin saw him put out the sticks and let him be. It means they saw it and they gave him permission. So forget the area. The fact that they, in Ashur, the fact they're walking through this area, which is a public space designated to public, and no one objects and just lets people do it, means the public has given him permission. Yeah? So we said the other way around. It's his area, but he's now given them permission to use his area by letting them walk through it. Because it can be, now he's pulled back his wall, he's now basically given them an extra space for the public to use. And now if he wants to reclaim it, he can't. That's what talking the other way around. Here we're talking about it belongs to the public. He didn't pull it back, it belongs to the public. He sticks it out. He has it there for a number of years, and we're saying not the area gave permission, the public themselves gave permission. The fact they didn't do anything about it. They gave rishus. Some sort of consent in itself is rishus, not complaining, is rishus. Yeah, seems to be.
The conditions in order to give up the question is whether it be the person's knowledge. It's not something that
is not clear to people what it is, and it can't be with their knowledge. Right. So, for example, maybe here, the people knew what was going on, what was there, what was public, what wasn't. Maybe in a town, there is new things, new areas, people not clear. Okay, so Eric's got a technical thing, and I asked Stam a question. Very good essay. Got another question. How big is the public?
Whoever uses it.
Everyone. Who owns it? Public.
It doesn't matter who owns it. It matters who uses it.
No, because we're talking about...
Because the people that don't use it don't care about it.
No, it's not about care about it. I'm talking about the owners given permission. That's what we need. That's one criteria we need. Owners give permission. Owners. Now, there's five owners. Five of the owners have to give permission. There's only four. That means you're missing one of the owners. That means you haven't got the full permission of the owners. Yeah? So... who is the owner of this space where these sticks are sticking out? The rishus, the public. How big is the public?
Can you say that the area is what the representatives, so they don't object?
Okay. Fine, but the pashas of the Gemara, before we get on to area, is the Bnei Rishus and Rabin themselves gave them.
But it can't be the whole public. You can never have a case where you can get the whole city to agree to this. A lot of people don't know about it.
But a lot of people don't even walk past there. Yeah?
It could be once someone objects within a certain amount of time.
Yeah, so technically, we've got two technical problems. We've got Eric's technical problem. They don't realize what their rights are in the first place in order to say that it's mine and I'm giving you permission. You have to know what your rights are in the first place. And secondly, who says they even know that what's happening? Who says they have in the vicinity of that area of their own rights to say, we gave permission? That's a technical problem, just an understanding of the Gemara, which Tosis is bothered about. Tosis is bothered about these technical problems. Yes. You have to have a constant, total and unanimous consent to have any effect. Yeah, for civil. Civil. Okay, we'll have to see what does that mean. Yeah.
With this piece, did he do something wrong in the first place?
Yeah.
Something wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
But you're saying, if no one objects, after some time, it's like he didn't do anything.
Yeah. From that time onwards, maybe. Maybe he did wrong originally. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, besides the technical issues, I've got a big problem. There seems to be a stira in the Gemara itself. Later on in Baba Basra, Daf Samach, it says like this. You have to help me. What's the, how you answer this stira, besides the technical problems? Ahu Gavra, Nami Havile Zuzi Dahari Mafik Rosh Hashanah. This guy, he had these sticks sticking into Rosh Hashanah. Same case, Tafra. Become Akvil of Rosh Hashanah. And the Rosh Hashanah in this case started complaining. Not initially when he did it, it's after many years. Also coming to Rav Ami, so I had a din Torah in front of Rav Ami. Omalei, so Rav Ami paskins, zil coats. You have to take down your sticks. Omalei, but the guy who owns the sticks said, Ha ma nami iste. You, Rav Ami, you have in your own house the sticks sticking into the streets. So how can you tell me to stick it and knock it down when you don't knock it down yourself? That's why I came to... I chose use a dayan. Why? Why did I choose a dayan? Because it's... I know that you're going to bask on my side. Yeah? So he says, the deal of Mavik, I'm a dayan. You know why? Because I know what halacha is. I didn't go into a Shusha Rabin. My sticks are not in Shusha. They're in the private street. And the guys of my private street all consented. You're not in a private street, you're doing it in a public thoroughfare. Who can possibly be mochel to you? How can you get the whole Rishus Rabin to mochel? It's a public area. You can't say they've been mochel to you. You can't say that. So what's this Gemara saying? Rav Ami is passing. That it's not impossible to say Rishus Rabin is mochel. Impossible. Maybe because of the reasons, technical reasons we're saying over here. Impossible. Just Rabin, there's no concept of it either. But I've got a big problem there. It's a stira from the first Gemara. First Gemara says, you can keep your sticks. Why? Second suggestion, because the Rishus Rabin saw it and was mochel. Rav Ami later on says it's impossible to have a claim that the Mishus Rabban Mochel is no such thing as Mishus Rabban Mochel. No such thing. How does that fit with the Gemara and Chafim? Stira. Let it sit a bit. You can think. Give your suggestions. You've got 10 seconds.
Question about in his case where his sticks are sticking out, says everyone's mobile. If someone new moves into the street and they don't like it,
it's too late because if they're new, they're buying in rights from somebody who was there and gave up their rights. So, has anyone got to suggest an answer? How can you reconcile the two Gemaras?
There was a complaint. The first one, no one ever complained.
It's after 10 years, yeah.
Maybe everyone is using it. Everyone's using it. It's a path that everyone in the city uses.
Which case is the one that everyone uses? The one which Mechila works, or one that Mechila doesn't work?
If everyone's using it, then they're
See, you can say it two ways, man. You're even thinking about it. An answer you can say two ways round is not such a good answer usually. Okay, so let's see. I mean, it's not fair. It's the Rishonim asked the question. It's a big question. But the Rishonim come out with different conclusions. Let us analyze Tosa's conclusion. says Tosis, when does Mechila work? Chab Gimel. Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Mechila works. Says Tosis, I'm going to take it out of the Pashtus. It doesn't mean the Rosh Hashanah in Mechila. What does it mean? Pirish Zayin Tuvi Ayir. B'mamed Acheir. The area. That's what Zayin Tuvi Ayir. I hope they're Tuvia. Hopefully they are. Tuvia. They're supposed to be Tuvia.
What does that mean, the Mama the Ansha here?
With the permission, the appointment of the city. The yeah? They got voted in. So Shus Biyotam, they got rights to make decisions. As we see from the Gemara Megillah, they have rights to make decisions. And therefore they made this decision, being appointed by the city to represent them, they made the decision that these sticks and poles, you can keep Reuven. We are the Rishon LeRabim. We, the area, represent the Rishon. We can make decisions. We made the decision. You can keep it. Says Tosis. Ah, so that's the shot. So then, very good. So we see our technical issues fall away. You can't have Rishon LeRabim seeing it. You can't know that all the public know what their rights. But the people who represent the Rishon LeRabim, called the Iriya, they know everything. They see everything. They know what the rights of everything. And they made a conscious decision of, yeah, Rishon LeRabim, we're giving it to you.
Wait a minute. You see from the Gemara itself that they didn't know. Because the Gemara says either it belonged to him or it belonged to Rishon LeRabim.
Yeah, because we're talking about a buyer. And after 40 years, these poles have been there, yeah? And the area has been voted in and out, as most times they are. And it's changed over the course of years, and some of them have even died for the first time.
40 years ago?
Yeah, so therefore, we're saying, how did these sticks get here in the first place? You know, because there was a original decision of some area on the way who represents the Rishon LeRabim, so you can keep it. So even though the Rishon don't know about it, don't know their rights, okay, it doesn't matter. Because the people who do, they gave up the rights. Yeah, sounds like they gave him Rishus beyond them to make decisions.
So we don't
know yet whether it's active or passive. It just means they definitely were aware of it, and they decided to say you can still have it. Or maybe they gave up the active role. We don't know the active and passive. We just know the people who know and have the knowledge to know can make this decision of giving up. They can call the area.
So what's Rabbi Ami's question? Man Machil Gabar? Design to the air could be wrong.
Oh, what's exactly now, according to Tosas, what's the Gemara of Rabbi Ami? Where you can start already thinking about
what's the... Maybe
there was no area. We can give it a to say such a thing. There was no area, but maybe it's area. At least we've got movability to make a terrace. Before we didn't know what to do. Here, there's area here. There's no area here. Okay, not nice terrace. Okay, we've got something to say over here. That Tosis man. Now the Rashba says on Daf Samach where it doesn't work with Rav Ami, he says, "Hata Omri no Perek lo Yachbo." We said in Daf Chav Gimel. The Dilma Sheva Tovir, but Mahmed Al Shir, Pius Mokhu said over there that Iria Mokhu. Ask your question. Why does Rav Ami Paskin over here? It doesn't work. Say the same thing. Say the same thing. The Iria was Mokhu, like on Zaf Chav Gimel. Below him, said you got wrong for Shat. No such thing. Chav Gimel, it doesn't mean the Iria was Mokhu. So, Hossam Hockey comment. What it means over there? He says, "Abu Rishusha Rabin Badai Leke Lemeim of the Vice Versa." I got a different guesser. He says, "Rishusha Rabin for sure can't be mochel. It's a man fire, it's a man mochel. I've got that guess over there. Don't keep it. And why in Chavkim can you keep it? Why can you keep it? If Mechila doesn't work for Chlal, like what Rabbi Ami says, and that's my guess over there. Kamash Ronda, Tony Lekeh. We're saying over there that you can keep it, make a sign on behalf of the buyer. The Dilma, Misha Mochel, O'Connor, maybe the guy who you bought it from, it didn't put it in Rishon LeRabim, he just brought back his walls, created his own airspace in his own property to put it out there, and it's not Rishon LeRabim's property, it's his property.
What's the
I.e., there's no, according to the Rashba, there is no two terutzim, there's one teretz, and there's different gisim. There's no Gemara, according to Rashba, the Rashba, that says, not the Gemara Chafkimel does not say the Rishus HaGavman is Mochel. Because he said it can't be. Rav Ami Paskin doesn't work. Meaning it doesn't work Bechlal, not even Iria. And therefore, what Chafkimel works, he can keep the streets. Not because Rishus Rami, it can never be because Rishus Rami. We can only got one other suggestion. It wasn't Rishus Rabim airspace, it was his own airspace. That's the only suggestion why he can keep his sticks. Because it was his, not his airspace. It was his airspace, not Rishus Rami. So according to the Rashba, there's no such concept of Rishus Rami being mochel, not even the area. Not even the area. So we've got a machlokes. Tosis and Rashba, whether the area can be mochel. That's their machlokes. They represent the Rishus Rabbim. Can they be mochel the rights of the Rishus Rabbim? So he says yes, and that's what Chafkimel is. And Rashba says no such thing.
So do they also dispute if the Iriya can sell the rights?
We'll see next week. So we have a machlokes. Now before we decide what the halacha is, because it has big ramifications to our shailas we asked today, whether Iriya can give up rights or Rishus Rabbim, that's Ben Machlokes. We have to understand Tosis, who says they can. How does he learn Rav Ami? Without suggesting the dock at Teretz, that Rav Ami's town, there was no Iriya in the last, in that community. Without suggesting that Teretz, have we got a better Teretz for Tosis, how he can learn Rav Ami? Mechila works of the area, and that's Chaf Gimel. Rav Ami Paskin, still you can't keep it. Not because there's no area in town, there's still an area in town, but still you can't be. I can still say it because I've got another chilik. What's the other chilik between Chaf Gimel and Sabah?
He doesn't hold by the Medina.
We're talking about Zai Tuvi Ayer. Zai Tuvi Ayer. Don't miss him. Okay. Any suggestions?
There's no heat not good. One person is not good.
Yeah, but it's after 10 years. Does it help after you've given it already? Okay. This shaila was built up earlier as a possible chilek, and the Rashba himself in Tshuva helps Tosis out. The Rashba who argues in Tosis helps him out in Tshuva to suggest when there are some cases where it works, doesn't work. According to Tosis, not according to his Tosis.
See one chilak, but I'm not sure why it would make a difference.
Okay.
In the case of Daf Samet, we're talking about the original owner. In the case of Daf of Gimel, this is someone that's already taken over from rights that have already been given.
Very good. But how does that make a difference? Very good.
That's what I don't know yet.
You got the first stage. The one obvious difference, Matzah says, is because the case, one case is a buyer from somebody who did this act, the poles, and one other case is the guy himself who put the poles out. That can have a big ramification. How does it have a big ramification? What's the difference halakhically between a buyer and the person himself? There's a special thing about a buyer. What is the special thing about the buyer? Taninon. What is Taninon? Taninon is, even if the guy himself doesn't know what happened. I don't know what happened. I bought it. This is how I found it. The basin go out of their way, because of a halacha Taninon, to give him the benefit of the doubt that any Taina which would possibly explain that he has a right to keep what he bought, we give him. As if it's a vaday happens. Not maybe. It for sure happens because of the koach of Taninon. That's the special din of the lokeach. Well, it's the person himself who's not the buyer. He knows exactly what happened. But he's to sit back and wait and hear his tidings. Tell us the story. You don't tell, if you're not telling us what happened, that means it didn't happen. Because you know what happened. You're the guy who knows what happened. Look at it, doesn't know anything. So we help him out. But the guy himself, he knows, so therefore he doesn't make the tiny, it didn't happen. So that's the difference between Chaf Gimel, where we make the tiny for him, and Daf Samach, where we don't. How does it help? What tiny could you make that would definitely give him the right to keep it? And in Daf Samach, since he didn't make that tiny, he doesn't keep it. And that's why Rav Avi Paskin doesn't keep it. That is the answer. The answer is Daf Chaf Gimel, we give him a tiny because we look after his rights as we see it. And we come up with tiny as if it happens. And Daf Samach, we just listen to what he said, and he did say this, so therefore he loses the case. So what tiny?
That the
Shev
Tshuva actually gave him.
Ah, very good. Says the Tshuva Sarashra. Tahid Aperek Lo Yachol. Hossam over there is Pusi Paisa B'nei Evnis Pasal over Feirish. There we say, not only they passively didn't object, they actually gave him permission to Feirish. They had a meeting in the area, and they said, this is the topic of discussion, let's give a vote over here whether we should have his sticks. And he gave it, they voted that he can. And that's what we say happened in the case of our funeral, even though we don't know because he's a gap, we say, obviously sticks, we're going to give a timer which would work, which means they actually had a vote and they actually said you can keep it actively, keep it. If they did it, the case of Rav Ami where he lost the Din Torah is because nobody objected. We asked, Rav Ami asked him in the Din Torah, Nu, you put up your sticks, when? 15 years ago. Nu, what's happened since? No one said anything. No one said it. I should be able to keep it. No one said anything. No. Okay. There was no area decision. No area decision. Okay. No area decision. So therefore, it doesn't. It's not bad. You can't keep it. Take it down. You can only keep it if there's an area actually said, go ahead and keep it. Go ahead and keep it. If they don't make a decision, they're just quiet. Know what's happened, but they don't say anything, that's not good enough. They have to know and actually make a decision and say, here, in writing or make a verbal decision, we voted that you can keep it. And that is the only case, even the Tosus says that's the difference between Chaf Gimel and Samach. Chaf Gimel, there was an area decision, they had the right to make the decision, but they have to make the decision. They can't just know about it and that's good enough. So, what we're concluding in this machlokes. We're concluding over here, Machlokes has shown him. Rashba holds there's no such thing as Mechila by Rishus Rabbim, not by the Rishus Rabbim, and not by the area, cannot give up their rights. Even with an active decision, it just doesn't work. So can't possibly give up rights. Can't do things in Rishus Rabbim. Tosin held, if the area makes an active decision to give you over Rishus Rabbim property, it works. Passively knowing about it, not saying anything, it doesn't mean you got permission at all. So let's look at our case. Let's look back at our first case. We have a city. In that city, we have areas, sheds, which are designated for Siburi, which belong to the public. Who makes decisions? The area. And for many years, it was empty, and the public were using it as a pathway, shortcut. We want to know, is that mean that they're using it with permission of the owners as a shortcut? If so, you can now not interfere with the rights. Even if you want to build a shul over there, you can't build the shul in a way that takes away their shortcut. Did they have permission? So according to the Rashba, what's the halacha? It's impossible to have permission in a public Rishus Rabbim. Not Rishus Rabbim, not area can give you permission. According to Tosis, what's the halacha? They would need the fairest permission from the area to have this in the pathway in order to keep it. Okay. So what happened in our case? Did they have any of the requirements? According to any of the... That's why you're out. According to Tosis, did they have the fairest permission? What? Ah, so I left out a bit of the story. This is where I add the story. amongst those years, there was a bakashat in the area that says, look, this is a public area, public pathway, that we use in shortcuts. Could you please, the shapetsis, could you please put down the pathway, put tar down on the area, and also that it makes it easier for agalas to go through the area. And the area listened to the bakasha and implemented that bakasha by putting down a tarred pathway. What? The vets, who's the government, who's your friend, you know.
That
so therefore, we see it, it's not just passive, what happened over here. We see the area, not only passively let you do it, they were actually involved in saying, go ahead, use it, here, put down the top, use it as a path. Ah, Bechila Beferish, if it's Bechila Beferish, the toss doesn't help. It's permission, resource, even if it's a mistake. Resource, as soon as you get resource, even if it's because of Chesed, then Sinai, that side doesn't help. I'm giving you this path for this path, it doesn't help. We saw last week, I'm taking away this path from conditions, I'm giving you this path, and then what I can take away. We say, no, you still lost the path.
That wasn't a Sinai, he first made a side path, and then tried to take away
the path. No, he says, okay, he took it away, and he gave him the side path. That's the Loshen, it's a Sinai. Yeah.
The area put down town. If someone gets hurt.
Okay, whatever the cheshbon is, they actively gave permission for. They didn't put up a fence and say, no more path. They actually said, hey, use the path and we'll make it nice for you. So they gave various permission. So therefore, okay, Rashba says it doesn't work, but we've got Tosfos now. That will say it does work. If it does work, when the shul now want to build, they have to build in that fashion, according to Tosfos, that still keeps that path because they got permission. Now, what's the halacha? Tosfos or the Rashi? Let's see. In Shailish, the Chuvah's Beitz Lechem Yehuda. Ave Choshev Achron. From that's 180 years ago. Nispar, he says like this. Nispar the taina mechila neged rabbin. You are making a taina that the rabbin gave up their rights. Mechila toli hadin ba machlokas rishonim. Does it work? It depends on this machlokas rishonim, Rashba and Tosfos. So the das Tosfos shoshavin sheyesh mekorach rabbin mochel. According to Tosfos, there are scenarios that rabbin can be mochel. In Ken Yesh Liyokid in Tzad, Gam Tzadis Rechila Neger Rabin. Then the Liyokid can claim that the Rabin gave up permission. Udas Harif, Vaharosh, Vaharashba, Choshev Gedoli Horoshonim, Shesoven, She'en Koach, and the Rabin Nimcho. The numbers of the Horoshonim are saying, all of them are saying, it doesn't help. Mechila Rabin never helps, doesn't matter who you are, what you are, here you are, not, doesn't help. But the Beis Lechem Yehuda says it's a machlokas haposkim, a sofik. Okay, what's the halacha in the case of a sofik? Okay, according to Beis Lechem Yehuda, it's a sofik. There's a big taina against on Tosfos. There's no tshuva. And Rav Moshe Feinstein has this tiny says Sorachim. What does Rav Moshe Feinstein say? He says, Shittas Tosfos Sorachim. I don't understand Tosfos. After all the Torah said, I still don't understand Tosfos. Why? Because what are the area? What are they? They are? Shliach. They're representatives. There's a halacha in representatives. Lo nisama ella the tova below the busi. Representatives can represent me to do good things for me. They can't represent me, and they have no power to represent me to do things which are negative for me. So Tosfos says, the Iriya made the decision to give up public land to this people who are in this area. For them to use. And Tosfos says it works. I don't understand. They're representatives. Representatives of the whole civil. In the eyes of the whole civil, this is not a good decision. They're giving up something that they own for nothing. For nothing. don't get anything in return. In lieu of that, what the rabbin has, that's not the tovosi, that's the tovosi. Therefore, they can't be representatives. They can't be representatives. Therefore, it can't work. Because you have to have the owner or the representative owner to give you permission. And representative can't, owner can't give you permission if it's bad for the owner. So then he's not a representative. So you've got no permission from the owner.
Why is it bad? It's an empty area. Hmm? Why is it bad? It's an empty area for years. And they want to make it safer. They're making it...
It's an area that belongs to the whole of the town.
In the meantime,
fine.
That's a good decision. That's a good temporary. That could last for 10 years.
But if it's a decision which means that now the whole town who had ownership and total rights to that now loses that ability to have it, that's bad.
Well, the same thing is going to happen when they build a shul. They're going to lose their ability.
Yeah, but when they build a shul, what do they get in exchange?
Nothing.
What do they get in exchange? They get anuna, yes. They get taxes. And sometimes the shul have to actually pay a certain amount of money for the issuing to the area. A certain minimal for rental to the area. Depends what type of contract they're building up. They get something from the public. They ain't getting nothing. That's a remotion sign on Tosis. Talk in. But the Maitre, the Shut Lesson Order says it's a machlokas arishonim, and therefore, if it's a topic, what's the din? Hamotzim Ravah. Now, who's Muchsuk? Who's Muchsuk that the money stays where it is, so to say? It's a machlokas. Who's Muchsuk? Which name? The one using it or the Rishus Rabbah? The town or the people who use it? Who's Muchsuk?
The rabbin.
Rabbin. Why?
But it's the rabbin that anybody in the rabbin is eligible to use it. Because it's being used by the rabbin. They don't have specific...
The books are the people that are using
no,
it.
No, it's not only those particular people that are...
Let's say the question over in a defined way. Are the people of Muxik who want it to be a path, or the people of Muxik are the people who don't want it to be a path? Who's Muxik? But on the other hand, before the path, the whole public owes it. We want to now make an action which is maybe take it away, and we're discussing does this action take it away or not from the public as a whole. The topic is, did your action take it away? That's the topic.
Well, if you're saying it has to be the whole public, there is no use the entire public can put it to.
They want to use, yes, away. They want to use, be able to use the property that they can get something in lieu of.
That's not the entire public.
But so, yes.
If they pay the city, I don't know, I'm not getting anything out of it.
It belongs to the city, whoever's in the city. The Anuna is helpful for the whole city, I'm afraid.
No, not
yes.
Not, no.
Any money goes to our area, it's helpful for the whole city.
No, it's helpful for the people that it's spent on.
It's for life, those taxes, it helps.
No, it's
any
helpful
money
for the people on the way without a new street. People on Timnu are stuck with the old street, it doesn't help.
No.
I'm on the way.
Okay, so the Shud Beis Shlomo, the God's Lord God in his time, says like this. In Imputa Rabosai, Vadai Finis Dati, I'm going to tell you. To Kula Alma Mota, everybody agrees. To Harabim Muxokim Bezer, Shehim Muxokim Ma'ashov. Who's the ones who are Muxokim? The one who are using it now. Ba'aderech. Using the derech, but also my coming the money. The fact that you used to be the owner doesn't help. We just look at who's using it. He's called the Muslim. He's the one called the Muslim. So based on that, Yisod, what do we conclude at the end of this week? We're going to continue. Yeah? Yes, the end of this week, what do we conclude? Besides Ramosha Feinstein's kasha, maybe Ramosha Feinstein with Paskin, not like this even, he said, I'm not even relating to you, Tosis. I would say that no Mechili works, so I've got this kasha. Maybe Ramosha Feinstein would say that. But the Beis Lechem Yehuda says it's a bach locus, it's a sophic. And what do you do in sophic? bottom line, if there's a sofik, it stays where it is, which means that the path has to stay where it is. If so, the shulchan builds at the end of this week. Next week, we'll analyze the finishing of this question of the Rimon in Ayalon Park, and then we'll get back to our shaydas in right away. Okay.